Fenimore Art Museum in Cooperstown, New York is presenting a new exhibition, Drawn from Life, Three Generations of Wyeth Figure Studies, on view through September 5th. The exhibition explores three generations of the venerable Wyeth family, primarily N.C., Andrew, and Jamie, and provides a snapshot of them as young artists. Selections from the family's collection of work examine the process of how each honed their expertise of rendering the human form through rigorous academic exercises conducted both in the studio and, in some cases, even the morgue. With text by guest curator Victoria Browning Wyeth, the exhibition features many works never before displayed, including Jamie's anatomical sketches and figure studies, Andrew's early studio sketches and later painting studies, and NC's academic and studio sketches. Works by Carolyn Wyeth, who was trained by her father, NC, and instructed her nephew, Jamie, round out the exhibition. To tell us more about this very exciting exhibit that is now up and will be on view through September 5th is Fenimore Director of Exhibitions, Chris Rossi. Chris, hello. How are you? Always wonderful to have you.
Hi. Thanks for having me back.
A great pleasure to see you. Wonderful to see you in person. And guest curator and our dear friend, we were just talking, Victoria, this is your third time on our program, and we're thrilled to have you back. Victoria Browning Wyeth, welcome to the roundtable.
Hey, hey. Thanks for having me.
It's very nice to have you on the program. Chris, you and I were talking more than a year ago, and you were mentioning that this was in the works, and I was fascinated then as I am now, but give us a sense of how this came about.
Well, Vic and I have been working on this exhibit, I want to say, for somewhere around 3 years or so. And it all started because Vic found these sketches at the Wyeth offices down in the Brandywine, a lot of which had never been seen before. And she realized these are sketches from her grandfather, Andrew, that these were an amazing peek into what he, as a young artist, was working through when he was trying to figure out how to render the human figure. And we thought, what a great topic, what a great angle to look at his artwork from and to explore. And along the way, and I know Vic will have a lot to say about this, we were fortunate enough to be able to bring in the voices of her uncle Jamie, who assisted us, and also her dad, Nikki.
No, Chris isn't giving herself enough credit, okay? I called Chris and I was like, you gotta see these drawings. I'm like, it's the ones by my grandfather. I'm like, these are unreal. I've never seen him do anything. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, my God, like, he's doing these charcoal figure studies and they look almost impressionistic, you know, the way they're done. And she's like, and so she's like, oh, you know, we should do this. And then she called me and she's like, well, you know, why don't we include your uncle and your great grandfather? I'm like, sure. And then Chris has a daddy's idea to put in Carolyn.
Yeah, I think he might have suggested that because she's the one who trained Jamie.
Yep.
So, you know, it turned into this real family conversation in terms of putting the exhibit together. And then when you're in the gallery, it's like you're in the middle of a family conversation.
And that's one of the things.
And wait. And one last thing. And then Chris also had the idea to do it through Jamie's voice.
Right.
Which I was like, no way. He's never going to do that. She's like, well, why don't we just try? And lo and behold, totally did it.
So. You know, I know we have talked, Victoria, before about the exhibitions that you have done where the three generations of Wyeth work has been presented together, and I think it's very clear to see the differences in the work and where each artist had their focus. And one of the things that struck me in just the several minutes that I spent with the catalog was there seems in those sketches and those anatomical sketches to be more similarity in the work, meaning it's sometimes harder. If you're looking at a painting, you can say, oh, that's NC, or oh, that's Jamie, or oh, that's Andrew, where that's harder to do with these sketches.
Because they're all young. All, you know, that's one of the things I think is so important about the show. This is before they became famous. And, you know, I had someone in my family, they're like, oh, well, we don't know, but we don't know if the show is going to be a success because there are no heavy hitter paintings. And that's the whole point. You don't get heavy hitter paintings without these basic anatomical drawings. And they're all just young men and women, you know, Carolyn, trying to figure out what the hell to do. What does an arm look like when it's bent versus when it's extended? What is it? What do fingers look like when they're bent and gripping? You know, and the one NC's ones really blew me away because when's the last time we saw NC Wyatt draw boobs? Never, right? And so here he is, not only drawing breasts, but really beautifully capturing the kind of weight and squishiness and fluffiness of them, and doing things like tendrils on a woman's hair. You know, I mean, I was shocked. I was totally shocked.
There is a there are two drawings that are in the show, but one in particular from Andrew Wyeth, or both from Andrew Wyeth, that I'm talking about, Untitled, of an older man, and there is the he has his head in his hands, and you see the fingers, and they're big sausage-like fingers.
Yes, exactly.
And the striation of the skin compared to that of the sport coat or the jacket and the hair is so fascinating to see.
That's the one that got me. That's the one that totally sucked me in. And you have to understand, when I first saw it, it was 8x10.
Really?
And when we agreed to do the show, and I'm there with my uncle, and they yank them out of the drawer, and I had no idea they were so huge. I mean, my stupidity for not looking at the dimensions. But they pulled these things out, and I just about died.
And one of the things I was going to say, too, is when you said there's no, like, blockbuster painting, well, I mean, to me, that's one of them in this show, right? Yeah. I mean, that's something that you can stay with for a really long time.
I think so. I think it's all a matter of what you're looking for. You know, in my experience, look, I've given thousands of tours over my life, right? I'm 43. I started doing tours when I was like 15 or 16. And yes, people are always interested in Jamie's pig and Jamie's Warhols and, you know, and all of this and Andy's Christina's world. But it's also nice to see, you know, the studies for the pig or, you know, the studies for my grandfather's nudes. And especially, look, I'm a huge fan of educating art students and children. And you need to teach kids and students, you don't just do these fabulous pictures. There's this whole process. And I think what's really interesting, like there's one part of the exhibition where you have my grandfather's drawings from when he's like 17 or 18 hanging right across from some nudes of this guy, Johnny Lynch, that are done in the 70s. And then the ones from the 30s, you see my grandfather's hesitation in the drawing. You know, he starts and stops and starts and stops. But then in the 70s, it's just like one fluid line. And I think it's really important, you know, and you can apply that not just to art, but even, you know, in doing schoolwork. Like my boyfriend's got these two teenagers, and, you know, and one of them is, you know, he's nervous and he's doing outlines. I'm like, you don't just write a paper. You do it paragraph by paragraph. What do you want to say? You do an outline. So these are like their outlines for their paintings.
We're talking about the exhibit Drawn from Life, Three Generations of Wyeth Figure Studies, on view at the Fenimore Art Museum in Cooperstown, New York, through September 5th. Joining us this morning, Chris Rossi, the Fenimore Director of Exhibitions, and guest curator, Victoria Browning Wyeth. One of the things, Chris, that I think is fascinating is this also, I mean, we touched on this, but this really does give a behind the scenes to many of the paintings that we have loved and admired over the decades.
Yeah, I think Vic makes the point as well that you couldn't have Christina from Christina's World if you if you didn't know how to render the figure. And that's a rigorous series of exercises. That's experience. That's drawing nudes. You know, that's for in Jamie's case, going into the morgue and actually doing dissections to understand how the body works, because you can't even draw a clothed figure if you don't understand that.
Jamie's skull was fascinating, right?
Oh, it's fabulous. Yeah, it's really great.
It's amazing.
I'm biased, so I'm the worst person to ask.
Well, okay, fair enough. But I mean, I think we can all admit it's just really cool.
It's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they just knocked
their socks
off. I
like the hands. I think like the creepy hands, you know, with the skin. I mean, like, wow. And then the ones that he put the clamps on, you know, I mean, and you know, I got to tell you, this is great. So we do these free tours for, you know, for kids and grandparents and so forth. And this kid comes in and he's like, what's a morgue, right? And this kid's seven. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, how do you explain the concept of death and heaven? And so there happened to be this adult in the gallery. And she's like, oh, I actually grew up in a funeral home. And so here she is talking to these boys. And it was just so cool. It was really, you know, it's really, I just met the most interesting people. You know, there's another guy that came in and he was looking at the stuff done in the morgue. And he's like, you know, my father is a big hunter. And he actually would sever the feet of deer. And then at Christmas, he'd make little reindeer tracks, you know, outside the house. Well, of course, I called my uncle and he just went nuts. But, you know, I mean, it's just, I think it's fascinating. It's just all these different people. I've learned so much and I just continue to learn. It's really neat.
You call them the creepy hands, which I understand, but there are just to see how, because it just looks like a thin layer of skin over the skeleton, and you see the bone and the outline of an indentation of a single finger, which is really fascinating and I would say beautiful.
I agree with that, and I, you know, one of the things I found really fascinating interviewing Jamie and Nikki was their surprise and delight in seeing some of these works. Because I think, Vic, I think your dad had seen most of Jamie's or some of Jamie's anatomical stuff, but Jamie hadn't seen a lot of the NC work that we pulled out or a lot of Andy's work that we pulled out. So hearing his reaction and Nikki's reaction to them was wonderful. And of course, that's shared in the exhibition. That's where that family conversation part of it all comes in. And I think enriches your experience in the gallery.
Definitely.
I am fascinated by that idea of conversation, Victoria, of how you feel about that. As you say, you're biased and you've had these conversations much of your life, but when you see an audience and those in the gallery having that conversation, it must be fascinating.
It's, as I said, this is a constant learning experience for me, and I've met such a diversity of people. It's really neat, and I'm so thankful. You know, like I've met now three different groups of people who have come to every single lecture I've ever done online. I do Zoom lectures for the Brand New Eye Museum, and all these people, they're coming, you know, they're driving. A couple of people drove from Texas. Other people drove from Alabama just to do these. We're doing tours at night. We're doing private gallery talks. And it was incredible. It's really, really neat.
It seems, I mentioned this to Chris a moment ago when we were talking and just about how this puts a lot of stuff into context. But I was thinking about this on my way in this morning, that you even think differently about the Helga pictures when you see this work in its totality.
Yeah, I agree with that. And in fact, we've got a Helga picture sketch in the gallery. Vic talks about, and this is, again, a fascinating insight, some of these sketches are actually composite sketches where Andy would, you know, one model was available when he started the sketch and wasn't available for the rest of it. And he used somebody else to fill in. So it changes, in some cases, what the impact of who the model was is, knowing that in some cases it was flexible, in other cases not.
Victoria?
Yes, I mean, yes, and to Chris's point, this happened constantly. I didn't see it with males. as much as with females. And I'm not sure why. And unfortunately, one of the downsides is that my grandfather is no longer alive. But yeah, he would pull. So, for example, I can think of one male picture where he had my mom pose because the gentleman was Native American and had really long, dark hair. And so my mom has really dark, black, long hair. And then obviously with Helga, she wasn't available. So my babysitter stepped in and posed. And it's something I think that people, they don't realize. They just think, oh, well, must be Helga, must be Christina, even Christina's world. My grandmother posed for a lot of the body in Christina's world. So,
when you put an exhibition like this up, I mean, obviously, not only is it fascinating, but it does tell, it has an important purpose in telling us the history of this family, their work, and a context that perhaps had been missing. And I take that even from you, Victoria, that it had been missing even from your body of knowledge.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
I like to think it's inspiration, too, for young artists just starting out. It's easy to think that Andrew Wyeth just appeared on the scene full-blown and, you know, making masterpieces, and everyone has to start somewhere. And in this case, you can see those similarities because they were all trained, at least at the beginning, with the same method that was set down by N.C. Wyeth, the great patriarch of the family, and carried on by Carolyn. Andrew went through some of the same training, and Jamie was reminiscing with us about what a drag it was to have to draw cones and spheres and cubes just the way, you know, his family was taught. That's how he started, even though their styles changed over time and diverged.
When you think of the again, I'm sort of caught in this idea of the conversation that you have of looking at this work, and for you, Victoria, and even working with members of your family, what were those conversations like of discovering this work and talking about it and putting it into your own family context?
So you have to understand that a lot of the conversations I had with my grandfather, they weren't about this. You know, these types of conversations have only happened recently with my uncle, you know, and it's really thanks to Chris that these conversations even happen. I didn't have conversations like this with my uncle prior to the show. So what I do for a living is I give lectures all over the world of my family's work. So when I was a young girl, I would sit down with my grandfather, and his rule was you come up with the theme, and I will explain it to you. So I'd come up with a theme on landscapes or portraits, right? So now with my uncle, I do Zooms for the Brand New and River Museum. And so I'll come up with a theme and I'll sit down and talk to him about it. But I never really talked to my uncle about his grandfather's work or about his father's work. So the conversations I have with my uncle are really limited to his specific work and specific themes. And again, thanks to Chris, it just allowed me to kind of think outside of the box, if that makes sense. So this is the first time I've had conversations with him like that.
And I guess I'm interested in even the conversations that you have with your family, with your parents.
With like my mom and dad?
Yeah.
Well, we don't really talk about it that much.
Although we did interview sorry, Vic, but we did interview your dad, yeah. Right? We interviewed Nikki.
That's true. And that was, that was one of the first times I really sat there and had this massive in-depth conversation. I mean, Daddy and I talk about memories with Andy, or I'll call him up and ask him about specific pictures. But my dad and I, when we talk about Andy, it's usually just kind of about how much we miss him and specific memories. But we don't sit there and have these kind of sweeping conversations about his work.
Well,
we're a normal family, right? So we sit there and we talk about normal stuff.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, if you're a normal family, you avoid the obvious stuff you should talk about, and you and you talk about the things that are most convenient and of interest to the greatest number. This is a beautiful exhibition, Drawn from Life, Three Generations of Wyeth Figure Studies. I do want to give a shout out to the catalog that Victoria Browning Wyeth. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. We spent a lot of time on that. And we also want to let people know that in addition to the exhibition, we offer gallery talks at night that they, you know, and the people pay to hear, see them and hear me speak, and that will obviously benefit the museum. And then there are also PowerPoint lectures once a month that people can get through the museum.
The exhibit is Drawn from Life, Three Generations of Wyeth Figure Studies. It is on view through September 5th at the Fenimore Art Museum in Cooperstown, New York. You can find out more by going to fenimoreartmuseum.org, fenimoreartmuseum.org. Fenimore Director of Exhibitions Chris Rossi and guest curator Victoria Browning Wyeth, thank you so much for being with us. What a delight to have you on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Again, you can find out more about the exhibit by going to fenimoreartmuseum.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.